This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Keep the company of productive people. Righteous people are of categories, but specifically productive righteous people. Keep their company. Where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi yuriduna wajha." Keep the company of those who are calling upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala night and day. Seek patience through them. Keep yourself resilient by their company. And there is a story I'll end with here. It's the story of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. One of my favorite stories of a young man who had a vision. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loved by the Prophet ﷺ, who used to sleep in the home of the Prophet ﷺ, used to be behind the Prophet ﷺ on his camel and on his horse. He was always with him ﷺ, from the age of 10 to 13, shadowed him ﷺ, brought his wudu. It was very traumatic for him when the Prophet ﷺ passed away. But he also had an eye, and he had a heart that was looking for the pleasure of Allah. So when everyone came back to Medina, after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, all these Sahaba that had gone on journeys were all there in Medina, tells his friends, 13-year-old Ibn Abbas, he says, "Hey, the Ashab, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ are everywhere today. Let's go seek knowledge from them. They're all here in Medina. Let's go ask them to narrate to us their ahadith, their time with the Prophet ﷺ. Let's get something for them." And his friend is narrating the incident. He says that, "I told him, you know, you go ahead and do that. I'm going to keep playing and, you know, and relaxing. Let's go play with the pigeons instead." Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, "Fataraktuhu," he said, "I let him go, I left him, I went and I started to sleep on the doorsteps of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, collect ahadith, collect fiqh, their knowledge, their jurisprudence." Years later, they've grown up, and that man is walking by, and he's still playing with the pigeons as an adult. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma's house has become the first university in the history of Islam. And saying, you know, that young man knew better than I did. He got it. It clicked. Keep the company of productive people. Keep the company of people that are goal-oriented. Keep the company of people that are trying to get ahead. Work with them together. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We are all in loss, except for those of us who enjoin one another, push one another towards the truth, push one another towards enjoining good and forbidding evil.